grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Might you ever have been unfortunate to have done something wrong, causing either your father or your mother to say, "Don't do that. That's not how I raised you." You ever heard that before? I know I have a couple of times. Why, one time I got caught by the principal of my high school, along with a bunch of my other friends. We were teasing some of our female classmates. Me? Well, sure enough, my mother got a phone call. I prepared for the worst, and when I got home, I got, "Why'd you do that? That's not how I raised you." Thanks be to God, I was taught how to pray while I was young, because I learned very early on that I was in serious need of forgiveness. In my younger years, I was easily caught up into being captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Yeah, I did a lot of things not according to Christ. Matter of fact, I still do. You see, I had received from Jesus Christ the Lord, and I was taught so to walk in Him. I was rooted up and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, as well as we all would abound in thanksgiving. I know many of you were too, so let me ask, how many of you have been baptized? Go ahead, raise your hand. Yeah, every single one of you. You have received Christ. Obviously, you had a father and a mother. I did. So as every other human being ever to have walked on the earth, and every person who shall yet be born will have a father and a mother. I can lovingly remember many a Sunday school lesson, as perhaps many of you do as well. I have very fond memories of attending scores of vacation Bible schools, camping retreats, lock-ins, choir practices. I love to sing in the church. Late night Christmas Eve services. As well, maybe some of you remember such wonderful things like that. I can also vividly remember some not so fond memories of catechism classes. Long, long, long sermons by some pastors who were way, way more older than I was. Well, I can even remember sitting through and participating in many voters' meetings and church council meetings and planning meetings and youth meetings, acolyte meetings, trustee meetings. And this was all while I was young, mind you, as perhaps many of you too do so remember doing. But you have been raised with Christ. For in Him the whole fullness of God dwells bodily, and you have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority. In Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Him from the dead. You! your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God has made alive together with Christ, having forgiven us all our trespasses, thank goodness, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This, St. Paul said, is set aside by God, having nailed it to the cross. So this attitude or way of life that we have of being permissive towards the sin of others and ourselves, this allowing others to sway your own belief, to think just maybe you can get away with it. This, oh well, throw up your arms, forget about it. What difference does it make anyways? Kind of thinking or rationale that you may have sunk down into. This is not how you were raised. You have been brought up in the fear and love of God. The simple fact that you're sitting here this morning indicates something, like maybe a seed was planted within you, a seed that has been lovingly and carefully planted within your soul. A seed that carries with it the sweet grace of God, who truly loves you and your neighbor. This is how you have been raised with Christ. You have been raised with Christ to share in his resurrection. Resurrection from the dead into life everlasting. You've been raised with Christ to rightly, correctly, surely you will inherit the kingdom of heaven, the land of milk and honey, paradise, a rich and fertile land where you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, and your neighbor may dwell securely and safely forever and ever and ever. And you have been raised with Christ to share his good news of forgiveness, life, and salvation. You and I were to share this wonderful glad tiding to those who are lost, you know, those who have never heard the name of Jesus. And we're to share these good news messages with those who cry out in their misery under the abysmal weight of clear-cut condemnation, which is all that this world can offer. In your hearing this morning, you heard what Moses wrote in the Word of God, that our gracious, compassionate, and one true Lord has always desired to save as much of mankind as he can. God so loves us. It was prophesied then, in Moses' day, and then in the time of Abraham, our forefather, that the children of his children and all the generations that would come, that there would be the raising of scores of believers in righteousness and justice. But even the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah would disappear from the face of the earth because of terrible disobedience of God's people. It truly had to happen because it is in the Word of God. But then you've also heard how Jesus has taught you how to pray. That you will bless the Lord your God. That you will seek the coming of his kingdom. That you will beg him daily that he would feed you the bread of angels. As you shall also plead with him to exonerate you of your rotten conduct, to calm your guilt, to lead you beside still waters, as you will with joy in your heart, you will forgive those who have done awful things to you. You see, the Lord knows that your flesh is weak. God knows that you will be tempted to travel the erroneous pathway towards pulling pranks upon the girls in your class by swearing foul language and deceitfully trying to obtain that which isn't really yours anyways. He knows that your neighbor will call upon you in the strangest of hours. He'll call you for help with might be the simplest of tasks. You'll hang up on him and you won't even open the door. You've been forgiven, my friends. We're to forgive as we've been forgiven. Some of you may not have heard my background. You see, my parents made me go to church. My parents had me baptized 8 days old. I was at the font to be baptized. My parents made me go to Sunday school, made me sit through church, made me sit up and stay awake during sermons. My parents made me do that. And by the time I made it to high school, I wanted to be at church more than anywhere else that I could possibly be. My parents loved me. But did you know both of my parents, and my parents have now gone to glory, to the kingdom of heaven with our Lord himself. Their sin is forgiven. Both my parents were alcoholic. I never knew my father to have a sober breath. I and my brother and my sisters, we endured severe emotional, physical, and sexual abuse in our home. Later in life, after being bullied terribly, and by my own alcoholism, I tried to kill myself. I put a noose around my neck and tried to hang myself. I survived that. Why? Why did the Lord let me do that? Perhaps to be here and proclaim his good news. So all of this has happened to me, and I know the personal stories of probably each and every one of you sitting here. I know lots about every one of you. And no, I don't share them with anyone. But I make public that which happened to me, perhaps as a witness that the Lord indeed does see fit to keep you, to bless you, and show you his grace, the sweetness of his gospel, that his son died for you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Now may the peace, the sweet peace of Jesus, keep us and guard us in all our lives. Until life everlasting. Amen.